Full circle. Many years ago, my dad sold me a car on a payment plan. I honored the agreement for the first half, but then harder times hit. I fell behind. I began to receive calls from the PASC repossession committee. My guilty conscience ate at me, but it seemed no matter how I tried, I could not get out of my hole. My parents knew that I could not get to work without a car, so eventually, the repossession committee grew silent. But my conscience never did. I had broken my word to my dad. Flash forward about 20 years. On the evening of our wedding, my husband and I paid a visit to my dad's room, delivering a thank you card and a handwritten poem, and the remainder of the money that I owed him. He was stunned and confused. When I explained, he tried to refuse the money, stating, "Your mother and I wrote that off years ago. I forgot all about it." My husband told him, "You'd better take it. She's been planning this for a while." Dad cried, real emotional tears, as he reached out to hold me. And hold me he did. Flash forward another 20 years. I received a Christmas card from a friend I had not heard from in years. I read the enclosed note, which stated she had had a guilty conscience for so long, and she was finally making it right by paying off the car she had bought from me so long ago. I was stunned and confused. I couldn't even remember until she went into further detail. I laughed and told her I had done the same thing so many years before. She said, "I know. I remember you telling me about it, and all this time, I have wanted to do the same thing." It came at a time I truly needed it, just as Father had planned. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no one's heart has imagined all the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me. Proverbs 8:17. Do you love God? Seek Him through your heart and let Him open your eyes to see, your ears to hear, and your arms to receive.